Rutherford Issues with Brian Barrett on FM 101.9 and AM 1450 Murfreesboro, FM 100.5 Smyrna. Listen and watch at WGNSradio.com.
And we are back here, Rutherford Issues, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Through sharing change, MTE members round up their bills to support local nonprofits. You can learn more at sharingchange.org. It's time to catch up with James Price of the Better Business Bureau. And surprise, surprise, more scams to talk about, James. But good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian. How are you doing today?
Doing good. Doing good. You know, there are a lot of things that the Better Business Bureau is known for. The average person, the average consumer there, not a business owner, but what is the average person that you run into? What do they think the BBB does? I'm sure you've asked that question.
Well, yeah, I when I tell them I work with BBB, you know, the first thing I always hear is, oh, yeah, that's a place where people can go complain about businesses. And so, you know, just kind of set the record straight, last year we had, I think it was over 3 million people that visited our site here in Middle Tennessee, and 0.005 or less of that was for people making complaints. Most of it was for consumers looking for a business they could trust to come do a job for them, to get something done that they know that BBB has checked out, you know, their credentials and make sure they're licensed properly and according. And so, you know, by far BBB has the complaints have never been the number one thing, as far as I know, that people go there for. It's really to check people out, make sure that they want to do business with them. And, you know, once you've been burned once or twice by getting a job, you know, hiring somebody or something like that, a lot of the consumers that I run into, they'll, you know, once they do that, they'll say, yeah, that's the other half of them. Say, yeah, I don't ever go buy anything now without checking them out on BBB first. So, yeah, go check out the people that are servicing your house, your car, any place that you go to buy goods and services, and just make sure that they're on the up and up.
And so much of what you all do as well is on the business side of things is work with businesses to make sure that, you know, if there is a complaint that, you know, that is taken care of, and to to just give some legitimacy to the public service and to the work that those companies do in the area. Anybody who is accredited is definitely vetted, so you know that they're a trusted business. So I'm sure that on the business side, that's obviously what's known for. But there's so much work done on keeping people and consumers safe and scams. That's kind of where I was going. I don't know that a lot of people realize the work that goes in and the investigations that go into all of the scams that are out there.
Yeah, so, you know, the BBB's vision is to create an ethical marketplace where buyers and sellers can trust each other. And so if we find a business who is not on the up and up, and we'll warn people, hey, you know, you don't want to do that. On the other hand, you know, and it's a very small percentage, but there are consumers out there who try to take advantage of businesses. And of course, what we want to do is we want to make sure we're supporting the business too. And I've seen in the past where, you know, there's consumers that we have said, well, you can no longer make a complaint anymore. You're just out to, you know, it's few and far between, but, you know, bottom line here is you can't hold businesses hostage and say, well, no, if you don't do this, I'm going to call BBB, because we're going to look at both sides of the equation.
Yeah, for sure. Well, part of that is Scam Tracker, and boy, Scam Tracker has been really humming lately about these HR scams, I think, right?
Yeah, and actually why I chose this one this week is because I got an email or a text message this morning from somebody that said, we saw your resume, you know, and we really want to, you know, we want to hire you. You want to get in touch with us. Click on this link and, you know, we're going to set you all up. You know, never once use my name or that kind of thing. It wasn't personal. You could tell it was, you know, a scammer right off the bat. And so people are tempted to click on that overall. And we'll talk about, you know, how the scammers are taking more advantage of that here in just a second. But, you know, we can, BBB continues to see multiple reports of job scams involving fake job offers and HR reps and that kind of thing. And employment scams were the number two biggest scams reported to BBB last year, only behind crypto scams.
Interesting.
And so, and actually, it's the number one scam for people between 18 and about 40 are the employment scams. So, you know, you got to kind of take it. There's people are using common names and business names are being used in job scams, according to the people who are tracking these. What scammers are doing now is what they'll do is they'll say, hey, well, we're from Amazon or, you know, we're from Apple and we're looking for you. And just the top 20 impersonated organizations, the scammers attack from different levels. So like the number one ranked impersonated organization is Publishers Clearinghouse.
Mm. Yeah, we've talked about them a lot.
Yeah. Now they're not, they don't usually do them for the employment scams, but
yeah,
you know, just kind of warn people that if you get something from Publishers Clearinghouse in a mail or a text message, it's pretty much a scam because they don't tell you you won via electronic media. But the rest of these, you know, Amazon's, Walmart, Norton, Microsoft, Apple, Macy's, Bank of America, Wells Fargo, although some of those are financial, sometimes what the scammers will do is they'll use those companies to get you to think, oh, well, this is Amazon. They want to put me to work. And as far as I know, I don't think Amazon reaches out that way to get people to come to work for them. I'm sure that their HR department has a plethora of resumes and people knocking on their door that want to go to work for them that they can filter through without picking Bobby Joe off the street and saying, hey, we were looking at your resume and we just have to have you.
Yeah, but like in the case of the one that you got this morning, it was not personalized at all. It was I'm sure it was full of links to check off on or click on though, right?
right. Yeah. So consumers have been reporting to Scam Tracker that they've been contacted by people claiming to be HR reps or recruiters from all the different companies. Some of those other ones are like Global Streaming, Creative Niche, Scion Staffing, and with offers to apply for jobs and attempt to make those these job scams more humanized, scammers are impersonating real companies and using different names to seem more personal. Consumers have reported receiving these fake messages from names such as Rebecca Harris or Grace or Jasmine. And so what they do is they actually put a name in there along the way because they just want to make it seem like, well, this is Olivia and I'm reaching out to you. A lot of times they promote remote working options with high salaries and big money making opportunities. And the other part we've learned about Scam Tracker this year is even though, you know, job scams are number two, the biggest one people fall for about 40% of the time is the promise to be able to work at home and make a high salary, which was exactly what this one was this morning. You know, you can make $150 to $200 an hour and you can work at home.
Wow.
So, yeah, you got to watch it. So, at first, the recruiter, they're going to seem like they're professional. They're claimed to have your resume and on a job search site and they want to interview for a position. But first, they want to message you on WhatsApp. So there's your biggest red flag.
Yeah.
Is if they want you to go to WhatsApp, you're already talking to a scammer. I don't know a company out there who, if they're really interested in hiring you, they want to talk to you on WhatsApp. They'll send you messages and tell you to complete some interview questions. And after, you know, saying, oh, yeah, well, we really like you, then they offer you a position, followed by probably like an official looking document to fill out and sign, which, of course, they're going to want things like your name, your address, your birthdate, your banking information. They need your banking information so they can pay you, and your direct deposit information and all kinds of other stuff along the way. And so now you're going to become possibly a victim of identity theft. And so now you have a whole nother thing that you're going to look for. Some of the scammers, some of the verses of the scam don't end there. As a new hire, they refer you to a training manager who's going to set up your home office, and they're going to send you a check and buy you so you can buy a laptop. And then, of course, after you deposit the check, they're going to say they overpaid you and you're going to need to return some of the money. However, you know, then you're going to find out the check is fake and the funds that you returned are gone. And any money that you spend on products, you now are holding and they weren't paid for. And then, of course, if you're going out to buy a computer, if this all happens after 14 days, you know, check the purchasing of a new computer system or something like that. A lot of the places like that, they only have a 14-day return policy. So now you bought a computer with your money, with a bad check, and you've passed your time that you can return the product. And then a lot of times you don't find out about that check is bad till from 2 to 3 weeks later after you've made the deposit. So it can cost you a lot of money along the way.
Well, I just looked up on Scam Tracker since you were talking about this, mm-hmm. employment scam. And then here's one of the first ones that popped up. They contacted me via telephone as a recruiter. They offered a job working from home via WhatsApp. The trainer coach trains on the platform TrustVoice.top, not the same company as TrustVoice.com in Sweden, as they claim. You start making money. You get paid by Bitcoin. You're comfortable with their VIP level one. Then you ask to make more money. When you start making money, they won't release funds unless you pay their fees. They have prizes and bonuses that reel you in. Says they say your money will be sent. It never arrives. You have to pay their fees, taxes, or whatever. This person lost $26,000.
Oh, man.
Yeah. But it's right along the lines of everything you were just saying about this one. So, you know, WhatsApp, I mean, it's crazy.
I had a guy call me just a few weeks ago, and he had fallen for one of these, and I could tell on the phone he was an older gentleman, and he was in over 50 grand.
Oh, wow.
And had another call scheduled to talk to them again, where he was expecting to have to give them more money. And so just remember that, you know, if you're going to get a job, you're there to make money, not pay money. And so any job that's involved where you have to pay, you should be done with it. It kind of goes along with loans. There's, you know, in the loan industry, the biggest scammers are the ones that will charge you a fee to run an application. You need money. You don't need to spend money. So if you ever run into a situation where somebody wants to make you a loan, but they want you to pay the fees up front, you're already dealing with a scammer. But getting back to how to avoid these employment scams, research job offers first. Visit the company's website and look up the contact information, verify that the company actually exists, and check that with the website that they have. Kind of like what you just said, the name may be slightly different than the actual company. See if anybody has reported a fake job offer. Sometimes the scammers are impersonating real businesses, and we've seen that before. You can look to BBB for that. Look, beware of jobs that we've already talked about this, that, talk about receiving and returning money. Legitimate companies don't generally send money to employees before work is done, and they don't ask you to return funds that you've already paid. I've never seen a legitimate company do that. And of course, be careful with your personal information. Never provide anybody with your personal information till you're sure that you can trust them. Do all the necessary research and don't ever divulge any personal information. Never let somebody pressure you into giving up personal information. Like it's a now or never offer, or the old FOMO. Well, if you don't take this job today, you're just going to miss out. Those are all things that just drive people into to making poor decisions about jobs like this. And then, of course, watch out for easy hires. If a company claims they want to hire you without meeting you, or either virtually or in person, or don't conduct a job interview, you're probably dealing with a scammer. And I've talked to several people over the last couple of years, and the people who are out there and they're looking for jobs, they really get frustrated because sometimes it takes weeks or months to find a good job, and even after they start the job process, it could even take 2, 3, 4 weeks or more to get on board, especially for a good job, because they want you to be interviewed by several people, several different positions, at several different times. And what that business is doing is they're really doing their due diligence to make sure that they're making the right decision on the person that they want to hire. The old saying goes that when you hire somebody, if you hire somebody and you train them and then they leave, or you have to let them go, you have that company has just lost the equivalent of 1 year's salary of that person. So if they're offering you a job of 60,000, 70,000, 100,000 or more, and then it doesn't work out for you, that company in essence has lost that kind of money.
Yeah. Crazy stuff.
Yes.
So I've got a link to Scam Tracker that I'll put on the podcast as well, so you can keep up to date on all of that. And James, as always, thanks for stopping in today.
Thanks, Brian. Have a great day.
You too. James Price of the Better Business Bureau joining us here on Rutherford Issues. And as I said, that's going to wrap us up, but do be sure to check the podcast. If you came in a bit late, you'll want to listen back to this one for sure.